refreshed?
Yes.
China and all that stuff we discussed.
You're really well. Mine went all over the place.
Yeah.
Crushed all the governments, crushed everybody. Feel good about it. All the negativity goes out. Feel good.
Okay, now
we're talking of Lagnesha in the seventh house. Okay. Now, Lagnesha Saptame Pape. Pape means? Which are the Papas? Mars, Saturn, Rahu. Let's be clear on this. We need to be very clear. We need to be very clear of what we are talking. The word used is Papa. And we have, by now you know, exactly. The sun is not involved over here. Bharya tasya na jivati. It is possible that the spouse may not live. Now, example, please study the horoscope of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Write down on your notes. You won't find the horoscope there. You have to go back and study. It's Leo Lagna with the sun in the seventh with Rahu. Okay, so can we say that the Lagnesha sun in the seventh house is not bad? Is not bad, but the conjunction with Rahu is bad. Can we say that?
Yes.
Because the Papa involved over here is Rahu. A Papa yoga has happened by the sun Rahu conjunction. The combination has happened. His first wife died because of a snake bite. Okay? Then he married the second time. They forced him to marry. He said, no, but they forced his mother and all, kept fast and all that stuff. So literally what we call nowadays in India as EB. Right? Fathers can do EB. They all, you know what the thing is. So that's it. I will not eat food. I will not comb my hair. What do you want to do? There are no options. Right? So he had to marry again. And this time he realized that, no, I don't want to go through this again, that wife will again go through this. He knew it's not right. And also he was too much into his spiritual path. He was totally, his job, like he was showing people how you can have Godhead by dancing and kirtanas and all that. Huh? So he left home at the age of 24 and came to Puri. The people of Puri welcomed him. Please come, we were waiting for you. Well, you don't have to live in Bengal. They don't understand you. Come live with us. So in Puri he was a big hit. He was not such a big hit. In Bengal he was, but not as big a hit as he was in Puri. In Puri he was all over the place. They made an ashram for him. Everybody started following him. Everything. And because his brilliance was so much, it was unbelievable what a brain. And so they all followed him, the spiritual path, and they all danced their way to Krishna. They all started dancing every day. And then he decided to take a walk. Now look, Puri yogi, he became stable and successful. Very successful, big ashram, everything. But he still was not stable. He still wanted to go and said, no, I need to Vrindavan and Mathura, these places, they don't know, people don't know, I have to find Vrindavan, Mathura. So he danced his way through the jungle. He sang and danced through the jungle, and jungles of Orissa those days. There was a tiger every few feet, not even few hundred feet. But surprisingly, the tigers kept far away from him. Of course, modern psychology people can say he was too skinny, the tigers did not eat him. So that's one logic. But the truth is somehow that his Hare Krishna mantra was so powerful that just sort of it created an atmosphere in which they just left him alone, and he danced all the way and found this place, and he said, I finally found Vrindavan, this is Vrindavan. So then some people who had followed him, they decided to settle over there, and that's how Vrindavan and Mathura have again been found. Otherwise it has been fully destroyed. Mathura and Vrindavan were out in the ground. So what does Lagna Lord in the seventh tell us? Here is a person who is fundamentally unstable. There is no land which can hold him. Why? Because the seventh house is too much of a wind. Seventh house is too much of a wind, right? Too much wind is there in the seventh house. So it's very tough to hold him. So what do I need? What do I need to hold him? I need a benefit planet to hold him. Is there a benefit planet in the seventh house? No. There is no benefit planet in the seventh house. It's impossible to hold him. You can't hold him down. He will keep flying. And he didn't bother about his positions. So can I say that from the financial point of view, he was Daridra?
Yes.
He chose to become Daridra. By the way, let me tell you, he had a lot of big business. He had a big business, he had a lot of money. He just gave everything away. Walked away. He walked away from all the wealth. Lagnesha in the seventh shows people with peculiar guts. They can just walk away. Just like that. Why is that so? Because the ninth house from the Lagna Lord is the third house of Parakrama, of moving around. It's like, you know, they think that I can walk around the whole planet just like that. Your dharma is not fourth house. Your dharma is anti-fourth house. Because the third house is basically anti or the reverse of the fourth, the negation of the fourth. So you don't like to stay in the house. You are always finding some excuse or the other to run away from the house. Even while growing up, you find this person doesn't want to be indoors. They want to go outside. The moment, and the worst time is the evening time. Huh? Seventh is evening, sunset, we call it Goduli. When the cows come back home, the sunset, 4 o'clock it starts. So they get the itch. It's called the Venus itch. 4 o'clock, these people have, I need to go out, they find some excuse, they want to go out and play, they want to do something, the parents will thrash them, no, sit down. Oh my God, such a problem to hold them down. Now we need to understand this fifth house and supreme knowledge. What is the supreme knowledge about? What is it that they are seeking to know? What is it that they must know? The depth of knowledge. The fifth from the seventh is the 11th house. And is that also not the house of the Guru? They call the house of the Guru. 9, 10, 11. 9th is the father. 10th is the boss. 11th is the Guru. I taught that to you. I will teach this in much more detail later. Only one thing I have taught you, 9, 10, 11. 3 steps of Vishnu in the 9th. So for them, understanding these scriptures, understanding the scriptures, living the scripture, understanding the big books in this deepest form are very important. So in the case of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is the 5th house from the Lagnesha? That. For everybody it is. From the 7th it will be the 11th. But which sign? So what can I say, that he is more interested in the Vaishnava culture?
Yeah. Yes.
In fully understanding the Vaishnava thing? Can I say that?
Yes.
So you can see this is how it is. It's a very unstable horoscope. Unstable in the sense that it is, from the spirituality point of view, it is the highest. It is the best thing you can ask for. But from a material point of view, what is Lagna? Where is the cold? It's in Lagna. You are cold to your own self. You are cold to your own self. You are running away from your own self. Because you think that this self is untrue. So you are looking for the ultimate truth. You think that this, me, is not important. Your name is not important. How many of you even know his name? Don't tell it, but how many of you even know Chaitanya's real name? Does anybody know his real name?
Gauranga.
And why was he called Gauranga? Because he was extremely fair. Gauravarna, Gauranga. So change of name was good for him, right? Because the cold was in the seventh house. Bear that in mind. After he changed the name, he became extremely famous. And when did the name change happen? Sometime towards the end of his stint in Calcutta and Navadvip, and then subsequently in Puri, everybody knew him as Chaitanya. I think the years of his life are 24, 55, I don't remember the details now, but his life can be divided into three phases. Check up my website, there is a very big article on him.
Guruji?
Yeah.
Is it accurate to say that the fight is with, it is a struggle within?
It is a struggle within. There is Vimshottari Dasha will not work on this horoscope. Vimshottari, the moon does not have the capacity to ride these people's lives. Does not. Moon cannot touch them. They are beyond the touch of the moon. Vimshottari Dasha will not be. Vimshottari Dasha is from the moon. They are beyond the moon. Vimshottari will not work in these horoscopes. Because fundamentally they are negating the fourth house. The fourth house is the seat of the home, the moon. When the Lagnesh is in the seventh, they negate the fourth house. Their Sukha is in which house? Tenth house. They have a direct focus on which house? Moksha. Fourth house. The focus is fourth house, Moksha. Very strong focus on the fourth house, Moksha, Mother. Two people who will play a very important in their life is Moksha and Mother. Very critical. Mother is very important for them. Mother is the sign of their good fortune. A blessing of the mother is very important for them. Because fourth house is coming. Focus. Like that you have to study. Okay? Now, let us take this one step further. What happens if the Lagna Lord in the seventh is a benefic planet? Take another chart. Mukesh Ambani. See what I am doing. I am taking you the other extreme. Okay? Mukesh Ambani. Libra Lagna. Venus in the seventh house. Mars is in the 8th house. Sun is exalted in the 7th house. What else do I remember? I think Rahu is also, I don't remember. This is the main things in his chart. I can't remember so many charts just like that, okay? What you are interested in is the important thing. Lagnesh in the 7th is Venus. You see that?
Yes.
And there is a parivartan of Venus and Mars. Involving the 7th and the 8th. Right? And from Paka Lagna, it is 1 and 2. From Paka Lagna, it is Lagna in 2nd house, Dhana. Here, this yoga is Nipa Yoga or King Yoga. If the planet is strong, he will become a king. Number 1, it is a benefic planet. Venus. Okay? Number 1, Venus is a benefic planet. Number 2, Sun is exalted. Number 3, there is Rajyoga exchange between Venus and Mars. Mars is also the lord of the second house. So there is a strong exchange of Lagna and second. Wealth, and also the 11th lord of income is there. You can see that. He worships Mahalakshmi of Bombay. Venus. Who is the giver of Raj Yoga? The Lagna Lord in 7th. Who is giving the Raj Yoga? The Lagna Lord will give the Raj Yoga. Lagna Lord in 7th will give the Raj Yoga. But the person will have Raj Yoga in a place which is foreign to his birthplace. Write it down. He will have Raj Yoga only in a place which is foreign. See, these small, small things are not here. This is what the Parampara teaches. He cannot have Raj Yoga in his birthplace. Lagna is birthplace, 7th house is foreign. Opposite.
Paka Lagna.
So the Paka Lagna has gone away. His brain is functioning, his Rajyogas are functioning away from birthplace. He was born in Muscat. Mukesh Bhai was born in Muscat and he has Raj Yoga in India. So India is foreign to his birthplace. You see that? You cannot have Raj Yoga in your birthplace. That is not possible. So now, how did he make his Veena strong? Lagna Lord in the seventh, number one requirement. You must marry and wife must be alive. You must marry and wife, if you want Raj Yoga. Lagna Lord in the seventh, you want the Raj Yoga or good yogas? See, Daridra Yoga, if you stay in your hometown. Lagna Lord in seventh, you are in your hometown, you will have poverty. Everything you touch will become unsuccessful. Lagna Lord in seventh, but very weak or very badly afflicted and things. Virakta. Virakta means not happy with the world. Renouncing the world. Renunciation. So number two is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Virakta Yoga. I hate this word. You take the business. I don't want it. Take everything. Take my property. You want my home? Take my home. Wife, I don't want my wife. Please leave me alone. Virakta. Virakta, the Vairagya comes from Virakta. I don't like the world anymore. Do you understand the word Virakta? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the case of Virakta Yoga. And Daridra is many people, you see, Lagna Lord in seventh, useless, doing nothing, all Rajyoga is gone, they will do nothing, they will do small, small jobs in the house, they can do nothing, it's all finished. Lagna Lord in the seventh, when it is strong, then they will go abroad or to a different place and they will have Raj Yoga based upon the nature of the planet. But they have to marry. The conditional requirement is the marriage in the seventh house. If they do not marry, life cannot become stable for them. And marriage is the most important thing that will happen in their life. They will get very good spouse. Okay? They will get very good spouse. 99% cases, very good spouse. One second. Let me. Don't stop my flow. Did I get my point over here?
Yeah.
But the Lagna Lord has to be strong. How to make the Lagna Lord strong? Some people say gemstones. Yes, but you have to worship the Devata associated with the Lagna Lord. In this case, who was the Devata?
Mahalakshmi.
Nipa. Mukesh Ambhai. Mukesh Bhai. Lagna Lord is Venus. Mahalakshmi. Did you get the points now?
Yes.
All the points very clear. So what is the first thing that you can do for any person who has Lagna Lord in the seventh? Do everything necessary. Number one, to get them married. Number two, to make the Lagna Lord very strong. If the Lagna Lord is debilitated, then
Mahavidya.
But in the case of Mukesh Bhai, Venus was with exalted sun. I did not give Ram. What he is doing is Lakshmi, Friday. Okay. So basically you worship the Devata directly of the Lagna Lord. Gemstones are also very good for them. Because if you cannot maintain the regularity in your mantras, or sometimes the mantras become weak, you must understand that in the case of Mukesh Bhai, Lagna Lord and the dispositor, who was the dispositor? Mars. Seventh Lord, are in excellent Raj Yoga. Because from Paka Lagna, they are involved in an exchange of first and second. Also, they are natural Lagna and seventh lords. So, it is from every point of view, it is Raj Yoga. He treats his wife like the goddess. Given her an aircraft for her. Correctly, you are right, for that only. Party.
You've got a 747?
747. Private 747.
Yeah.
Right. So when he realizes that his wife is extremely fortunate, she is Lakshmi for him. Without that, he is always Rajas defunct. Now, you must understand that very often the seventh lord may not keep a good relationship with the Lagna Lord. And that is where the 90% of the problems is. So you have to ensure that no matter what, you cannot afford to have the seventh lord weak. You cannot. You have to have the Lagna Lord strong and a good relationship with the seventh lord. Both have to be done. It is very important. Okay?
How do you do that?
Don't ask me. I'm not expert in that. Going.
And is there good and good?
Huh?
Is there good and good?
I don't know. Don't ask me for expert opinion in an area which I do not know. He started it, now you are starting. What is the way I can please my spouse? How can I tell how to please the spouse? How I know Jyotish? I have not learned that shastra.
Kaya. The question is from not from that shastra. That we can figure out ourselves.
So then figure it out and do na. Mukesh bhai doesn't need to ask me or anybody whether he should buy aircraft for his wife or whether she should have a weekly budget of 10 lakh rupees for her gems.
So what's
the weekly budget?
8
lakh. 10 lakh. 10 lakh ka weekly budget. Raj, 10 lakh kuch bhej dena.
Who will be the
devata for moon? Now, it's a total fasting only. Moon, Monday, every Monday you fast. Okay, seventh house is clear now. You bear in mind, you have to study the chart to make a decision. Okay, as a test case, will I give you one chart?
Yes.
Let us see if you can do it, if you can have it. Mesha Lagna. Mesha Lagna. Mars, Sun and Mercury in 7th house.
Mars,
Sun and Mercury in the 7th house. And Venus in the 8th house. Look at Mukesh Bhai's chart. Look at Mukesh Bhai's chart and look at this chart. What is the difference? Sun is exalted over there, here it is depreciated. But it is the same. Lagna Lord is in 7th and Mars Venus exchange. Same type.
Venus
is?
In case it is benefit. Here Mars is made.
Mars is an MKS.
Give me a solution. Problems don't come. I cannot change the lagna at this stage, can I? How can you change the lagna of a person? You can kill him and pray that he is reborn well. How do you change the lagna? Unless in Bihar astrology, where you can take some figure and do some, move the lagna.
Worshipping the devata.
Huh?
Worshipping the devata.
No. Which is the devata?
Mars or Narsimha?
Narsimha. Mars is also Narsimha.
No.
What is the time now? 6 o'clock. Lagna Lord in 7. You observe. Lagna Lord in 7, between 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, the brain goes for a 6. Every day without fail. Why 7th is the house of sunset? When the sun will set, something sets over here. Tum observe kar, main galat nahi bolta. I don't say wrong. Something important has to be taught about 7th house, therefore now I remember. Oh my god, there is no time there. It's o'clock. Okay. You think about this. In the meantime, I have to teach you something very important. Okay, quickly. Which planets are Sattva Guna? Sun, Moon, Jupiter. So can I say Sun is the Lord? Sun is the Lord of the natural 5th house.
Yeah.
Moon is the Lord of the natural 4th house. Jupiter is for 9th house and 12th house. Can I say that?
Yes.
Can I say, remember natural?
Yes.
We are being natural all day today. We have not done anything unnatural.
Right.
Okay, so for the Kala Purusha, 4, 5, 9, 12 is Sattva Guna. For Kala Purusha, what is Sattva Guna?
4, 5, 9, 12.
Okay? What is Rajas? 2, 3, 6, 7. Rajas is 2, 3, 6, 7. What is Tamas? 1, 8, 10, 11. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay. What is sunset? Now what is sunset? Sunset is destruction. Rudra Gayatri?
Yeah.
Something is getting destroyed. How do you save something from destruction? Sanjeevani.
Vishnu.
Vishnu. Vishnu. Vishnu. Vishnu. Can you give it to me? No. Then why do you talk?
Krishna will.
Krishna, okay, so what shall we do? You are right on the track, Rajesh. Just think. You are on the right track. You are on the right track, Rajesh. Think. I want you to use your brains, Rajesh. You got it right. Now think a little more. What is Vishnu? Vishnu is Sattva Guna, right? Vishnu is Sattva Guna? Yes or no? When something is dying or getting destroyed, you need Vishnu to save it. Now what is Sattva Guna? 4, 5, 9 and 12. Now from the 4th house, from the 7th house, what is 4, 5, 9 and 12?
10, 11.
From the 7th house, what is 4? 10th house. 5th? 11th house. 9? 3rd house. 12? 6th house. So which houses did we get? 3, 6, 10, 11. Upachaya. We just derived Upachaya. We just derived Upachaya. Which are the Upachaya houses? 3, 6, 10 and 11. Why are the Upachayas? Because when the time comes for destruction, by the grace of Vishnu, they are preserved. That is why they are called Upachayas. The houses of growth. And which is the Lagna of growth? Vriddha? Vriddhi. Vriddhi is which house? Seventh house. So growth is to be seen from seventh house. How do you grow? You can only grow when you don't die. If you die, you can't grow. If you don't die, you grow by another day. One day older. Every day we grow one day older, right?
Yes.
Because at the sunset we didn't die. And why didn't we die? Because 3, 6, 10 and 11 houses said no, he will live longer. And why did they say so? Because these are Sattva Guna from 7th house. From the 7th house, which is Asta Lagna. That's a Lagna also. That is also a Lagna. What is that Lagna? That is the Asta, dying Lagna. From the dying Lagna, that means when you are going to die, Vishnu came and said, no, he will live another day longer. So you will live one day longer. So every day that you live on this planet, by whose grace are you living?
Vishnu.
Are we clear? Because of Sattva Guna, Rudra is waiting to take you. He says, what are you doing? These guys are living in life. No, let them burn their karmas. So you see the discussion between Rudra and Vishnu is having every day, all the time. So, when will you die? When? In the seventh house, there is also Tamas Guna. So which are the Tamas houses from here? 1, 8, 10 and 11, right?
Yes.
1 is 7th house itself. 8th is 2nd house. 10th is 4th house. 11th is 5th house. So 4th and 5th houses by itself cannot kill. Cannot kill normally. But 2 and 7 can. 2 and 7 is Maraka. Okay. So which are the houses of destruction? Which are the houses of destruction?
2
and 7 are the destruction of the body. 10th house from the 7th can destroy the mind. And 11th house from the 10th can destroy your position and status and everything. So you don't need malefics in 2, 4, 5 and 7. So from the house of destruction, when the tamas comes, that's fine. So did you see the okay. Did you get the definition of Upachaya?
Yes.
Did you get the derivation of Upachaya? Hey, did you know you are the first guys in the planet who got it? Even the previous batches doesn't have it.
Sir.
I remembered it thanks to her. Because I poked her, then I felt bad. Oh my God, why did I do this? My mangal in the seventh house said, why did you do this, Sanjay? You are again making fun of somebody. So then you feel kind-hearted, you feel sorry. So then you have to give something.
So, sir, the fifth house will destroy the position and status. Will it also affect the soul?
We'll come to all those. Fourth and fifth you leave out for now.
Okay.
For now, you please leave out four and five and the mind and the soul and all that stuff. We just talked about two and seven as Maraka for the body.
Okay.
Because tamas is of, I will go into more into tamas. Tamas is of two types, Mangala tamas and Shani tamas. Mangala tamas will destroy the body. whereas sun and tamas will destroy the moon, sun and the moon. Sun and the moon is mind and soul. So fifth house is mantra, no? You do a bad mantra, you give your soul is gone. Similarly, fourth house, kapata yoga, your mind is gone. You should not have kapata, never. That is why fourth house, they say, Guru is the best in the fourth. Jupiter in the fourth can guard both these houses. Okay, so far so good. You have seen the derivation of upachaya. From the which lagna? Asta lagna. So when you are dying, he who can give you, who can protect you is sattva guna. Okay?
Free will.
Huh?
Free will. Your will.
Your will?
I mean 3, 6, 10 and
9 is
your ability to grow.
Yeah, it was the deal that you made with Vishnu.
That you will do.
That you will grow. You want to grow. It is your free will. It is my wish. I want to grow. I will disprove myself, have I? Not yet.
No.
Not yet, don't have I? I'm not sure. I mean, okay, I don't want to get into that. Let's just leave the thing here. I know philosophy is a bit complicated. Okay, so, did you get this point? Seventh house? Oh.
So, how we help this guy?
How we help?
Yeah.
How we help this guy with horoscope? So, we found this horoscope, we shifted to Pachaya.
You shifted to?
You gave us
the example that you gave us.
Yeah, you are supposed to do the homework and give me the answer. Funny, I teach you something and then I give you a chart, hey, test. Then you say, okay, test. What is that? You are supposed to give me an answer for the test. You are supposed to study it, find a solution and tell me what you can do to help the guy. Okay. Lagnesha in the 8th house. The native will be accomplished Siddha, yogi. Okay? He'll be expert in yoga, master of yoga shastra. He'll be sikri because of that. Now, this is peculiar. Why should an expert in yoga shastra be so skinny and thin? Yeah?
6,000 is lagna, right?
So what happens is, basically, why are you studying all the yoga and all that? Because you got sick that no medicine is working on your body. Right. So when Lagna Lord is in 8th house, you become extremely sick. Medicine doesn't work, nothing works, so you have to learn yoga. And that's how you become an expert in yoga. And then finally, one day, if the Lagna Lord is conjoined Saturn, and Saturn is strong in the air. You see? Then you will learn some of the greatest secrets of yoga. And by practicing those secrets, you will live for 100 years. 100 years. And do you know what the secret is? What? It's called Piscola. I'm not joking.
Okay.
You don't believe it? Make the chart. Gemini Lagna. Gemini Lagna. Ex-Prime Minister of India called Morarji Bhai. Make the horoscope. Aslan in. Serious. Come on. Gemini Lagna. Mercury in the 8th house. Saturn exalted in the 5th. Mercury is in the 8th with Mars or something like that. So Mars and Venus and all that. He was extremely sickly, very, very thin, right throughout his life. Sickly means for thin. Here, sickly doesn't mean sick in disease. He used to be sick in disease. Then he tried all kinds of yoga and nothing worked. Finally, one of those rare yoga sutras said, you have to get up in the morning and in the first spring, you know the first spring, right?
Shivamutra.
Shivamutra. Shivamutra. Okay. Okay, so it became a serious embarrassment because when such a guy becomes a prime minister, it becomes a major problem in the country. Because then people started saying, Piscola, Piscola, everywhere he went. Everywhere he went, his beaker had to go. in the night, and he, what a permission. His first appointment would be given every day at 5:30 in the morning. 4 o'clock he would be up. Up means out from the room, that is, fresh and out from the room, 4:35. When did he sleep, he wondered. So maybe it worked for him. It worked for him because he has a combination for that. You can't be doing that and get away with it. Okay? What was the combination? Lagna Lord is in the 8th. And Saturn is the dispositor. Saturn has to do with excretion. Excretion. That is why it worked for him. It won't work for you. Get the point? You have to see the Jyotish before you recommend such a thing. You cannot look at any horoscope and say, Lagna Lord in the 8th, early morning do the Vishkulastra. You can't do that. You need a Saturn to do that. And you need a strong Mars in the 8th house that you will actually gain strength by doing that. And you need a Mars and you need a Saturn. Thievish, I do not know how much of this. Here basically is, here the battle was for the throne, and there was some battle in which Congress was on. You know the battle, he was a part of the Congress and Indira Gandhi. If it is weak, then he will be thievish. If it is not weak, he will not be thievish. Thievish nature is dependent upon the strength of Saturn. Because Lagna Lord is in the 8th house. So if Saturn is strong, why will he be thievish? He will be very strong, high idealistic fellow. Irascible temper. Where do we get the irascible temper from? Scorpio. Remember, once again we are seeing temper. Where did we see temper? In Leo, remember?
Yeah.
Lagna Lord in 5th. Again we are seeing in Lagna Lord in 8th. Scorpio. Gambler, 8th house. Seduces married woman, 8th house. The person will seduce married woman only if there are combinations for that. Venus should not be in the 8th house and 2nd house. If it is so, then even if you try, it will not work. Or, which woman will go near a fellow text this scholar? Okay, are we clear now? Anybody with Lagnesh in it? Nobody, right?
Even if it is nobody in this class.
I'm sure there must be somebody in the class. You have Lagnesh in 8th house. Gemini Lagna. See? I knew that. Now see her. She has got Lagnesh in 8th, right? But where is Saturn?
In second house.
Not exalted. Where is Mars? In 12th house, it is not directly associated.
By my earlier one, I had this and I used to do this. Serious.
You used to do this?
Amrodi, it's called Amrodi actually. And
I sort of knew that you were doing it. But that was for a different reason. Your Lagna Lord in 8th lot is the same. So there is every chance of Aries Lagna and Libra Lagna getting into this peculiar Siddha Yoga. If Jupiter is strong, you cannot do it. If Jupiter is strong, you cannot do it. You see the period you will do it for a time when Jupiter will become weak. When Jupiter is strong, you cannot
do it. Yeah, I don't do it. There was a period. Yeah.
That's just a short period. Jupiter will be weak. If Jupiter is strong, you will not do it. You don't do it, right? Mesha Lagna. See that? See, I'm right. Birds of a feather flock together. You see my point? Just because you don't have to have Lagna Lord in the 8th. Your Lagna and 8th Lords are the same. It's Venus or the Moon. And I need a Saturn association over there. Where is Saturn?
10th.
There, Saturn is in the 10th. But how does...
4th and 5th.
Yeah, but where is the Moon or Venus? I mean, how is it
connected? Moon is in 3rd.
How is Saturn connected with the Moon? It's not. Is Saturn strong? Did you say Saturn is strong?
It's in Cancer.
My Saturn, I don't know, 3rd house, conjunct Mercury and Sun. But it was a temporary, I mean, it was also
very temporary case.
Yeah.
When Jupiter will be weak. I want you to study Jupiter and what causes Jupiter to become weak in your chart. Because if Jupiter is strong, you will treat this as impurity and will not touch it. See, what makes you decide something is purity and impurity? It's Jupiter. Jupiter makes you think that this is impurity. And so you will not touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimate decision. Her Jupiter is in 10th house, in Pisces. She can't touch it. Impossible.
Dasha
can cause something to get suppressed.
Yeah.
A Dasha can come in which Jupiter gets suppressed.
Actually, it started at the start of Rahu. But that's Vimshottari. I don't know if Vimshottari applies to my chart. But anyway, it was at the beginning of my
Rahu.
Yeah, that's when it started.
Yeah. So Rahu must be suppressing Jupiter in your chart. You get the point?
Yeah.
When a planet's dasha runs, it affects all the planets.
Yeah.
It's not just that dasha is working. It is making some planets stronger, some weaker, and so on. When you study dashas, you study that how the dasha lagna, there is something called dasha lagna. How the dasha lagna works. You learn all that. Interesting, huh? And it works. Lagnesh. So, Mesha Lagna, Tula Lagna, fully susceptible to this, others can. All depends upon strength of Jupiter. Don't forget that. Okay. Interesting, huh? I think I should call it a day, huh? Okay. Can't I? Yeah.